Nerd's the word.
All right, it's time again for Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Radio Show. This week from Los Angeles, California, the Grassroots.
Raise up your head and ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says it's his. And you say, what's mine? Somebody else says, well, what is? You say, oh my God, am I here all alone? And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket, then you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? You say, impossible. He hands you a phone, and you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Oh, you have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. Put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Do you, Mr. Jones?
To be held inside your arms and make to feel I'm a part of you. To hold you close each day of my whole life. This is what I was made for. This is what I was made for. To be loved by a girl like you. To find a place deep in your heart where pain and sorrow could never get to share these feelings with you is good enough for me. And this is what I was made for. This is what I was made for. To be loved by a girl like you. You understand my every need. You understand my ways. Struggling for security, but in the shelter of your arms, I'm free. And this is what I was made for. This is what I was made for. To be loved by a girl like you.
I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on the Grassroots from Los Angeles, California, formed in 1965. In their career, they put out 15 albums, 35 singles, and 21 songs on the Billboard charts. The band was created by Dunhill record owner Lou Adler, born on the 13th of December 1933 in Chicago, Illinois. He brought together singer-songwriters P.F. Sloan, born in New York City in September of 1945 and passed away in November of 2015, and Steve Barry, born in Brooklyn, New York, on the 23rd of February in 1942. Created and assembled, much like the Monkees, they used the Wrecking Crew as a backing band. There were three entirely different lineups of the Grassroots. The one created by Lou Adler that put out the first few records, the one that toured for the first few records, and then the final and most successful third lineup. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. You just heard from the studio band The Grassroots. From October of 1966, This Is What I Was Made For. And opening our show, the Bob Dylan tune, their very first single from 1965, Mr. Jones. Coming up now, the last song to feature P.F. Sloan on vocals from late 1966. This song was later re-recorded with Rob Grill on vocals and then put on the album. The song is Tip of My Tongue. This goes out to my friend Asha.
So many words are buzzing round my head. So many words are still waiting to be said.
Oh, didn't cry. I just stood and watched her say goodbye. She closed the door and said, I don't want to see you anymore. Things I should have said to her that maybe would have changed her mind to stay. Things I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Was it that she just couldn't understand a man like me? Was I to blame? Did I leave too many things unexplained? Things I should have said to her that maybe would have changed her mind to stay. Things I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. But I didn't try, I just stood and watched her say goodbye. She closed the door, said, I don't want to see you anymore. I should have said to her, I should have said to her. We'll be right back.
That last song was from February 1968, sung by Warren Entner, Feelings. Before that, my favorite song by The Grassroots, the number 23 hit from July of 1967, Things I Should Have Said. In late 1966, Lou Adler hired the band The 13th Floor to take over duties as The Grassroots. They were vocalist, guitarist, keyboardist Warren Entner, born in Boston, Massachusetts on the 7th of July in 1944. He was in the band till 1974, when he left to pursue managing other artists, such as Angel in the 70s, Quiet Riot in the 80s, and other bands in the 90s and 2000s. Their guitarist was Creed Bratton, born in Los Angeles on the 8th of March, 1943. After he left the band, he became an actor in 1975, and later went on to be famous for being in the television show The Office. Their drummer was Rick Kuntz, born in Los Angeles in August of 1946. He passed away on the 25th of February in 2011, the same year as their singer Rob Grill. In early 1967, they brought in vocalist bassist Robert Frank Grill. Born in Los Angeles on the 30th of November in 1943, he passed away on the 11th of July in 2011. I first met Rob Grill in September of 1990 in Des Moines, Iowa, and later again in winter of 1996 at Prairie Meadows in Iowa. Rob taught me the trick of using cough drops while singing on stage. Their second longest-running member was lead guitarist Dusty Hanvey. He joined the band in 1984 and continues on with the band today. I have seen The Grassroots four times, twice in 1986, in Des Moines, Iowa in August, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa in November. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you'd like to hear the past 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you'd like to learn more about the artists we cover on our show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zeros. We are going to play for you now the number 15 hit from November of 1969. I'd Wait a Million Years.
Should know if you let me know.
Song, the number 16 hit from November of 1971, Two Divided by Love, preceded by the number 61 hit from October of 1970, also sung by Entner, Come On and Say It. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zeros in Roseville, 55113. They sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Right now, the number 71 hit from September of 1975 on Haven Records, Mamacita.
She's got a foxy smile, but I better warn you. She's the straightest lady in the state of California. They raised her by the book, and it reads on page one, senoritas that don't make love
Time has come to an end, folks. Taking us out from 1982 on MCA Records, She Don't Know Me. This album from that year, Fleetwood Mac helped relaunch Rob Grill in the grassroots career. This song was also later covered by Bon Jovi. And Mr. Zero, this was the Psycho Jello Show on the grassroots from Los Angeles, California. Tune in next week when you can hear me from the stars.
Well, if you want game-